Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
What company is this?
Can I have a zip code, please?
Excuse me?
May I have a zip code?
28213.
First and last name?
Excuse me?
First and last name.
What company is this? I don't know this purchase on my card. All right. So what company is this?
All right, ma'am. I'll be able to assist you once you verify your information. First and last name.
My first name is Gwen. Last name Staster. Now, what company is this?
This is Media, ma'am. Would you mind verifying your shipping address?
Media. Listen, what I'm going to do is just tell my bank not to pay you because I don't know who you are. I'm not going to sit here and give you all my information when my bank thinks it's fraud. Now, if you can't give me information, then I'm not giving you all my personal information. So I'll just call my bank back.
Now, ma'am,
thank you. You didn't answer anything.
Ma'am, you asked what was the name of the company, and I said Media.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Now, would you mind verifying your shipping address?
My address is 16808 MacArthur Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you. Now, I do see here. On the 2nd of March, you purchased our earbuds, ma'am, and also our watch.
Earbuds and a watch?
Yes, ma'am.
For $5.97?
Yes, ma'am.
How did I purchase earbuds and a watch for $5.97?
I'm not sure.
What kind of deal is that?
Ma'am, you could have purchased the product through an advertisement. You could have purchased the product through a survey. It's multiple ways, ma'am.
Okay. Lord God. I hope this is a legit company.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. It's legit.
So I bought two things for $5.97. Oh, okay. I'm gonna call my bank back, and I'm gonna wait for you to ship it to me. Please don't try to charge my card anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Okay. Bye.